podcasting. What's up? It's Kat here. I had to come over to Jeremy's house to see whose nails he was doing.
And here we are at Nail Pod.
Right. So his client was raised in Cleveland, but I could tell she wasn't a native of Cleveland, and I guessed it, Brooklyn. I am really good at doing that.
That was really good.
Thank you. You were impressed. Thank you.
I was like, wow. Nobody's ever guessed it at all, ever.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Really?
Really.
When's your birthday?
My birthday is in October, October 6th.
You're a Libra. Yeah. Air signs. Okay. I dig it. Very intellectual.
I'm a fire sign.
You guys get along really well. No, air needs fire to live.
Well, without oxygen. Sign much I know.
Yeah, without oxygen, fire would die.
But I just know I'm a fire sign. That's all I know.
And Elante is a
fire sign.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
He's an Aries.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
We're both Aries.
Fire, honey. They are Aries was the god of war. So, the war. It's constant war around, you know. And they both can fight, too. Like, Elante really can fight with his words really well. Like he perfected this skill in his young 20s.
Hmm. That explains my sister a lot.
Oh, she's an Aries?
She's an Aries as well. We were both pretty good, but
that's something I wish I would have done. But see, if I was perfected the words, I don't have the word vocabulary jumbo.
You could tell we went to school with white people. You had to perfect your, because they'd be like, use your words, even no matter how racist, homophobic, sexist, whatever they're being offensive, you had to use words. Yeah. You couldn't even cry. And then when you hurt their feelings with words, you can get written up. Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute, these words is lethal, baby.
Well, I wish I would have had that, because had I had the support that I needed as a child, I probably would have. I would be able to stand up
or go toe to toe with them. See, in the hood, people just fight. I kind of like that better, because you held more accountable for what you say. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm not a fighter.
Right, that's why you don't fight with Elante, because you were taught to fight with your hand, you know. But nothing he's saying is threatening you, your physical, whatever, like it could be. Your environment matters. Let's just say that.
That's true.
Huh? Nature versus nurture, baby. The nurturing matters. Mm. Like,
that don't hurt, does it?
I'm telling you, people who grew up in highly aggressive households, they become highly aggressive adults.
Clearly.
Or you can become combative. Whatever you grow up with, you end up becoming if you don't heal it. That's my own personal opinion.
I agree.
Yeah. Wholeheartedly on that one.
Because I noticed this. The guys that tend to, like, ignore me and shit is the ones I like. Those the ones I gotta get their attention now. And I realized it's because my dad was never really, my real father was never consistently around. But I did have other men who really stepped up to the plate. So I do date guys who are nice. But it usually
the one that
kind of just ignore me, act like, you know, I've seen pretty smart girls all the time. Oh, he gotta like me. I don't know what it's like being a daddy's daughter can make you feel worthless. Yeah. And you gotta remind yourself of that sometimes. Oh, you acting worthless, bitch, are you? Because the way you chasing this man who don't want you, I gotta tell myself that.
But it's good that you tell yourself that.
You gotta be aware.
You have the foresight to be like, wait a minute. Let me check myself. Mm-hmm. Whereas a lot of people don't. And then they wonder and they cry and they keep the same cycle without trying to make the self-reflecting changes they need to. So they're not going through that constantly.
Yeah. The least I can give myself is to be aware. If I can just be aware of who I am as a person.
Right.
And I that's why you got to take the shame out of it. Okay. People used to make me feel real embarrassed that my dad was never. Not that he had a mental problem. That's why he was on drugs. Okay. People just made you feel bad about it. Like it was something I did wrong. You know,
I totally get it.
Yeah, then I learned about addiction. I said, this poor man is suffering. Mm-hmm. Now that the white fathers is on the drugs, people care.
Yeah.
But like when the black dads was doing, that's what I tell people, this light skin, dark skin shit only exists to us. Because my dad was light skin, very much struggled in Cleveland with his addiction. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah, because my mother's Caucasian, you know, I don't know if she's going to ever hear this. I hope she don't. But, you know, she struggled with drugs as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she was on drugs when she had this.
Mm-hmm.
So.
My dad did as well.
Yeah, drug shit is real. It can put this void in everybody's life. But I took the shame out of it. People be like, oh, you're a crack baby, all this, all that. Yeah, I know, and I'm still here.
Sure am.
Absolutely.
I sure am.
Yep. I had a lot of birth defects. And.
Yep,
now, sure that's why I believe in, you know, I drink ginger tea and shit. I drink kale smoothies and whatnot, okay? I got to combat all that. At least I got to be aware.
Right.
I'm not ashamed of nothing.
Why?
Because life is too short for that.
Why should I be ashamed?
No, but have you ever noticed when people do things like slut shame? White people named it. They slut shame and things. They want to shame people in their sexuality. Because a lot of times when people are sexually just super fluid, they can't control themselves. They had a lot of trauma sexually. And people don't want to talk about that. That's so if I shame you into your lifestyle, then you it stay silent.
Absolutely.
Take the shame out of it.
That's true.
Take the shame out of mental health.
Yep. Talk about it. That's how you take that out.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you take the what was you saying?
See,
that's
the true. Stigma.
Out of all of that, it's the shame. Talk about it. The shame. That's how you take the shame out of all of it. Just talk about it.
Because I know there's a lot of shame in my friends when they're gay. I would go like to a gospel choir fest and shit.
Yeah.
And you would hear the people up there talking about homophobia as a sin or whatever. Everybody in there is clearly gay. And I don't mean to say that in a mean way.
No, but
in the observation type way, I walked in there and it's like the choir director gay. It's obvious.
And see, and that's the reason why I stopped going to church. That's the very reason why I don't go to church, because I got sick of hearing about that. Yeah. Like I get sick of hearing that. Like, okay, so what about you, Pastor? You sleeping with this woman over here and you married. So I mean deacon married and he's sleeping with that woman over there.
Mm-hmm. No sin is greater than any other sin.
I mean, so I don't get it.
The greatest message is one of love, and that's not the one that's being portrayed the way it should in
these churches. Right. And I'd be darned if I give you and one of my dollars for your Bentley. Sorry, not happening.
Organized religion is my problem. I'm more spiritual.
Yeah, absolutely.
My connection is with the source, my DNA. People can say how they want to, feel how they want to, feel about it. Jesus did.
You pay your tithes.
Jesus did a lot of good for my family.
I
think without my grandmother's faith, we wouldn't be in Cleveland. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
However, I found something that works better for me. Mm-hmm. I appreciate Jesus. I appreciate Allah. My mother was Muslim. I learned a lot from that. However, it don't fit into my lifestyle to practice that faith.
Yeah.
I can respect it.
Mm-hmm.
I can appreciate it, but I just don't like when somebody constantly make you feel bad if you get high. If I smoke a joint, if I smoke a blunt, you know what I'm saying? If I do drugs, hard drugs, that somehow I'm less worthy of God's love.
Yeah.
I think God has a sense of humor about all of this.
Or
is that just me? I think God made humans with a sense of humor. Because I'll make some of you black, some of you this, some of you. And let's see if you all are the same, but let's see if you all can find differences.
Yeah.
I think God has a sense of humor.
Say to myself, just looking at scenarios and situations. He has to.
Mm-hmm.
That created the world as such for us to have as much free will in the areas in which we do. Mm-hmm. Got to have a sense of humor.
I don't think it's possible for him not to. Like, I was thinking about something. I was watching some stuff on Facebook, and they asked atheists, if you don't believe in God, explain DNA. Because DNA is an intellectual design. Your DNA.
Do you want to keep your nails? Or are you
taking them down?
It just changes the direction on how I.
Keep nails or take them down? That's a great question.
On how I apply your acrylic.
Decisions, decisions.
Right.
If you take them down a little bit, it won't matter. That much on your real nails is what I'm saying. Because I took mine down.
If I take them down, I'll be able to put tips on them. If not, I have to sculpt them. Sculpting takes a lot longer. That's all.
You sculpted mine the first time.
You can take them down.
that solves it.
You can take them down. I mean, I've been dealing with the shorter nail type thing anyway.
No, I
just mean in terms of mine. So it's not an issue for them to be.
Mm-hmm. Your nails to be short. And
that's fun.
Right.
Extensions to be longer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're gonna take them down a little bit. I like that. Wait a minute. So they asked that people who are atheists explain DNA,
because
DNA is an intellectual design. All human living things on Earth has DNA, comes from a source, and DNA is pre-written. When we're created in our mom's bellies, we know our eye color, we know our hair texture, all that stuff is already written in our DNA. Your body goes back to DNA to repair itself if you get burned, whatever else. When you grow, new hair cells, all of this, right? You should believe every atheist had to stop.
What shape you going in? Coughing, stiletto.
Ooh,
you a typer? So
the stiletto nail should be out. You're a typer.
Which one is which? You said square and
coughing. These are coughing, right?
More like square.
Square. I had coughing the first time.
Yeah,
so coughing is a little more circular.
More pitched in. A little more.
A little more. The tip is a little bit more like thinner.
Yeah.
Oh. I go coffin.
Coffin. It's a good choice. It's cute. Mm-hmm.
I like coffin. Mm-hmm.
Well, and they couldn't come up with anything because it's like you can't. I don't know. I look at a building and say I can't appreciate the building without appreciating the architect that designed it. So clearly we're here from something that's greater than. But I don't necessarily think it was like one particular person who brought us this source. Yeah. I think we all had a source within us. We all had these intuitions and things within us. That's my own personal opinion. And the more I get back to my DNA, I do like when things that my family and stuff is good at, I start winning a lot more.
Explain that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm like, my family has always been good at talking to people. We can go and talk to any. I mean, my uncle one time brought home somebody from the Greyhound bus station, and he lived with our family for years. Somebody had to tell me we wasn't related to him. That's how long he was around. And he even said, y'all were the only family I've ever had. We are family. I like that you thought that. You had to ask. I never realized that's a true gift. I did not understand that. It was like, you know how hard it is for people to feel comfortable with people to talk to them. And now I hit record and things, and this goes around, and other people hear it and feel like they know me too. It's a wild thing. Yeah. And they told me that my great grandfather used to do that. It was like he would read people's energies and palm. And you know, I've always asked people, "What's your birthday and stuff?" Or whatever. I never knew that this was like a family trait until I started. We did our family lineage for our family reunion. Uh-huh. We all do different things. That's why I love when people discover about themselves. So my twin and I were in charge of the research. And we start learning. I'm like, wait a minute, what? They're like, my great grandmother, the one who moved here to Cleveland. She said, I used to get my dress wet when I would wash clothes because you washed them by hand. She said, my father used to look at me and said, you're going to marry a drunk. You're going to marry two of them. Sure, her first husband was an alcoholic. Her second one was, she's like, he was real psychic. He said he could pick up on stuff all the time. He's like, he knew exactly when I was pregnant, everything. He knew exactly what was going to happen. She said, I always had faith in him. That, you know, we was going to be, he said it was going to be okay. It was going to be okay. And sure, you know, and when you follow those instincts and you hear about them, and so you start to trust yours more. Because right. People would tell me I'm crazy when I say, why did you do that? I said, something just told me to come over here. I couldn't tell you I couldn't tell you who called me. I felt like that's what I needed to do. Do you feel like you had those intuitive type of feelings?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and it's at a place when I'm more in tune with me.
The source.
Listen to myself.
That's the source.
So yeah, when I'm not, it's like I'm searching. Like, mm-hmm. Come on, like there's got to be a solution. Where is it? Why can't I figure it? Why can't I find it? Why am I struggling?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not in touch with me.
I don't know what I want. As soon as I start listening to everybody else, I get so confused on what I'm supposed to be doing. Because this may not be right for you. I remember my favorite movie. One of my favorite movies growing up was The Wizard of Oz. And Dorothy went on this wild dream that she was home the whole time. And when she wanted to go home, all she had to do was remember what she loved about it. And what, you know what I'm saying? Because right. She thought she wanted to go on this wild adventure in her home. She was so ungrateful for it.
Yeah.
And at the end of her journey, she was so happy to see her loved ones again.
Right.
It was that simple, but it was that complicated.
That complicated, yeah.
It was an interesting, I don't know. Yeah. It's interesting the movies they let us watch as kids, too.
Yeah. Like Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, that's written by
the message.
A pedophile wrote that, I think.
No, mm-hmm. I think somebody on acid wrote that.
Yeah, he was on a lot of different
he
things.
Was definitely on some things.
But he used to get little girls to pose damn near nude and stuff. Like he was like, that's pedophile looking shit to me. Hollywood is full of them fucking type people.
I know, but I still like Alice in Wonderland. That's one of my favorite cartoons.
Yeah. They used to have this show with actual actors, and it was use your imagination and you understand about adventures in Wonderland with the caterpillar and stuff. She would go through the looking glass like every day after school, and nobody would know where she would go. You saw that show? Oh my God! It had these two black kids as two dudes as like Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Yeah,
it was real stereotypical, but I liked the show.
Yeah.
And then they had Sabrina the Teenage Witch was one of my favorite TV shows growing up.
It used to come on almost directly after.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I used to like all of the shows where the girls were witches. It was something about seeing a girl with power. I wish they would have had some black youth doing that. But I used to watch Melissa Joan Hart as Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Then I don't know, it was something about that. I really liked that she could kind of control stuff, but she couldn't.
For the longest was Craft.
My sister Keanu liked that movie. It was cool. I don't know if you guys ever saw Teen Witch. It comes on ABC Family. Her name was Louise. Okay, that was... She was, like, reincarnated. Because I could see reincarnation now. The more I learn about DNA, I think we all are reincarnations of our sources, our parents. You know what I'm saying?
Where I crossed the line.
No, we all are part of our parents. We're born, we physically show them all the stuff that they was... We capture a moment in time for them. Yeah. Like, when my mom looks at me and she sees the relationship between her and my father, I'm reminding her of a place mentally that she was then. Yeah. Forever, I'll be that reminder. I think your children are a physical manifestation of who you are. It's crazy. So for people to ignore their kids and not, like, be effective parents shows how much they hate themselves. That's the only thing I could really think of. And, you know, people who invest all their time and love into their kids and pay no attention to themselves shows how unworthy they think they are. Like, your children will show your insecurities. Probably another reason why I don't want to have any. Because people will all know the truth about me. They know I'm very impatient. People think I'm so patient and sweet and nice. People will really know the truth about me because your kids, they reflect you and who you are in your entirety.
So why I don't want none?
Huh?
Why I don't want none? I'm too nice.
You too nice? Well, I don't think you don't want any children?
Yeah.
Jeremy, you have a hard time dealing with yourself. What do you mean? You'll get annoyed if anybody else is around you for too long. I can imagine. Like, and you got to deal with you.
No, I don't.
No, I'm saying you got to deal with yourself, Jeremy. But you'd be like, you know, patience. I think you lack patience with people. You like people to do, you know, you like things to get done when you need them to get done. When you have other people.
No, I don't believe that I lack patience. I believe I lack understanding.
Okay, understanding.
Don't understand what I'm saying because I don't have that brain power to give it to blue collar folks the way they want it. Right. Because I do. I talk ghetto. Gutter. I shoot straight from the hip.
No, but I don't have a problem with that.
Most folks don't like that.
Is that you think that's what... Maybe that's what people didn't like me. Because I still came across to a lot of people, like black people from the suburbs as hood.
Because I shoot straight from the hip.
But then I realized I would just get either the same grades or them or better. Yeah. So then they couldn't say I wasn't smart.
You being abrasive rather than... Mm-hmm. So then they attach all the... I'm so blunt and this rather than... You just being honest, so you can tap on all those other negative
characteristics. Angry, being mean,
but you know, but that's the hood culture that sells the best, though. People kill me with that shit. Then don't watch it on reality TV, then.
Right.
Because the hood culture is what sells.
Absolutely.
I hate to tell y'all this. The people who got all their issues and shit, and who if you say the wrong thing to them, they'll smack you upside your. Those are the people, and those are the issues that people don't want to deal with either. That's all the mental health.
That's true.
That's the trauma. That's the thing. Somebody got to hold that weight for us.
It's misconstrued on my behalf because, you know, I talk with my hands, my voice goes up and down, you know, and they automatically assume that it's me being angry. And it's like, I really do not be angry. I be literally
just talking.
I know. And everyone pegs me as, oh, he's mean, he's mad, he's unapproachable, as some folks call it, intimidating. And I don't get that by no means, but.
A little bit, okay. Jeremy. A little bit. See, some people don't like your honest experience of them. It can be a little intimidating, Jeremy.
I just don't get that. I will never understand that.
he's cute.
Well, I can get it. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend is really like, well, he's either 0 or 100. It's it's his own categorization of himself, where it's like, well, either I'm dropping hints and you don't catch them because I'm trying to be passive. That's my passive. Or I'm abrasive because I'm blunt. So, well, you can be honest and tactful.
Mm-hmm. And that's hard for me, too.
But it's sometimes...
I can be extremely passive.
Being able to go there and then bring it back. Like, okay, well, that's what I said. Wait a minute. What I meant.
So you're saying you want the raw emotion, but you don't want the raw delivery.
Right.
Okay, I heard you.
Now, how do you get that, though?
Now, shit. How the fuck am I
know? That's the question.
I think that's a piece to be able to know that person. Because I know that's his way. And it's taken me 11 years to get to a place where he can be that way.
You've been in a relationship for 11 years?
Well,
wow.
So.
Well, we only on 6, so I guess I still got some time to go then.
6.
We still got plenty. I mean, because I've just gotten to a place where I can sit there and he can be going off, boiled over.
Is he from Brooklyn, too?
He's from Cleveland.
He wears emotions on his sleeve.
Yeah.
Cleveland guys are hard, tough.
And you are my boyfriend. Seriously.
Mm-hmm. No, that's what it sounds like. No, this is what it sounds. And these are the type of relationship Cleveland people be in. I didn't realize until I started traveling that this part, because I'm, you know, I've traveled all over the Midwest, not just the country.
Mm-hmm.
But this part of Ohio, especially, boy, I didn't realize how different we were for a lot of people. Yeah. The energy we have here, because, you know, we deal with a lot of racism. We deal with a lot of bush. And you don't even realize you carry it. You put that in your backpack and carry it around with you.
Everywhere you go.
Until I went to the East Coast and I just saw how, whoa.
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize how combative I could come across.
And he does.
Yeah.
And so
I could be extremely passive aggressive as well. And then I feel like if my passive aggressive, if my extreme passive aggressiveness don't give me what I want, because usually people will pick up on that, I'm at the opposite end.
Yeah.
Oh, you ain't hear what the fuck I just said? I haven't talked to you in 2 days. Yeah. You think that means I like you still? No, you know what you said. I haven't talked to you since you made that one comment. Now, if you can't put that together, you don't care about me. I was that person.
That's him.
I know. That's how we are in Cleveland. Okay?
And I
didn't realize that.
I didn't catch the hint.
I didn't catch the hint. Yeah. I didn't you catch better catch it. You don't love him enough if you don't catch it.
And he's like, well, I don't know. I don't know how we're going to do this because I'm doing this and you ain't
picking up. It's tough. Like, it's rough. No, it's focus. So rough. It's
and
rough.
And I'm just sitting there. And I'm now able to be able to sit there and let him do that. And receive what he's saying without in the moment going there with him.
And see, I'm waiting for my boyfriend to get there because there's no way that I'm be able to change shit.
I know it's
rough. I have several mental disorders on top of that, and he understands. You can understand I got the disorders, but you can't understand in the heat of a moment that
he just can't understand how to maneuver through them.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I'm waiting on. Is what you doing? Yeah. I'm waiting on that for him because he can.
And to be honest,
it's tough. It's rough.
Had that kind of boil over Friday night, and that was the first time, truly, that I was able to sit there and be able to receive him. I say, okay, well, you said you had all these things that you wanted to get off your chest. I'm gonna let you do that, and I'm not gonna even interject. I'm not gonna respond unless you asking a question, and then I'm gonna ask you questions about what you're saying to me. I'm gonna write it down, because if I write it down, I can remember what you're saying rather than it seem like I'm just pulling shit out my ass,
right?
And then we can actually have a conversation. And so I'm going to let you get all that out. And I was good. And then once we got in the house, I didn't really say much at all in between all that. Then I was able to be my emotional side. And then being able to do that, he was able to say, I didn't mean to be so hard. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm just this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's all it is. Our emotions, it doesn't necessarily mean that we are what our emotions say.
Yeah. Right. You know, my favorite album of all times I can listen to, I probably listen to a million times, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Because, you know, she was so emotional on that album. She talked about love in all of its different forms.
Yeah.
And she was overly emotional about love, how it can break your heart. And I think we all come back to love. I think that's where we started from, love, and that's where we're going to end in love.
Yeah.
I truly believe that. Right? And some people, their human experience, they only know suffering.
True.
And I think we were meant to be loved. And we have a hard time asking for that love if we've never been shown it.
Right.
And I think that we struggle with that as a community, as a whole community, but definitely in different regions, you see that struggle look different.
Yeah.
Because I never realized how combative or extremely, because passive aggressiveness is a problem too. I never realized how passive aggressive I was until I dated somebody who made me realize, who pointed out, who would not. He was like, do you know how passive aggressive you're being right now? He was like, and it's making me sick. You know, he's half white, too. You know what I'm saying?
But at least he was able to notice the difference.
Yeah, he was able to notice the difference. Like, I learned, he was a Cancer, very emotional person. Cancers are extremely emotional. But with Tauruses, get Cancers. Like, we really get each other. Yeah. As far as, like, emotional-wise, I got a lot out of that relationship emotionally. Also, he tried to damage me emotionally, but it didn't work.
Yeah.
But anyway, because he came back and apologized. I'm just saying, the Cancer who knows who he is.
Yeah.
But I realized that passive aggressiveness was my way of dealing with stuff, too, because when you feel like you haven't been listened to, I like protest. You know, I like the idea of a sit-in. I like the idea of fasting. When I would not eat dinner for 2-3 nights in a row, people starting to wonder, what the hell is wrong with you? I said, well, maybe. Oh, now y'all wonder, because when I kept yelling, going off on the car and shit, y'all just ignored me and turned the music and shit up. Oh, okay, ignore this then.
Right.
You know, hungry? Nope. What you want? Nothing. I mean, I was really, as a child, I was a weird kid. You know what I'm saying? I'd go into my room, read my comic books, whatever.
Yeah.
They'd be like, here she is, off in her little fantasy world. Mm-hmm. My grandmother thought I needed mental help. She's like, I think she'd been there talking to herself. Yes. That's how I used to write stories. And I used to talk the characters out loud.
Yeah.
To some people, that's crazy.
Yeah. Very messed
up. Yes, but that's a creative process. Yeah. Crazy and creative are like dwindling in line with each other. It's Kanye is showing that because he's crazy.
It's such a silver lining between one and the other. Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, I'll sit there, I'll have conversations with people, I make them up, and my grandmother used to say this as a kid. She's like, I think she has imaginary friends. And I was like, I'm like, no, I'll be writing stories, and I want to hear what it would sound like. When I'm driving in the car, sometimes I got to tell myself I'm not on the interview I'm listening to and stuff. Because I think I should be everywhere. I could be anywhere my mind takes me.
Yeah. And my son is very much
so. Yeah, let him be a creative. Kids are the best scientists. When I worked with kids is when I really realized how good I was at just talking to people. Yeah. They would give me standing ovations and shit. I would be so, they crying at the end. Because I worked for this summer camp with Envision, this company called Envision. We would do like a week in each city for STEM. We would teach them science, technology, engineering, and medicine. Ours was medicine, not mathematics. So that's when I went into app writing. I write apps, I write code. Long story, I went into all this because I started working with kids who was doing it. And we did this talks on diversity my first year. And then you just heard all the kids just talking about the different experiences they had. And I just listened to them. And I just said, I humanized them. I'm like, I know what that feels like.
Yeah.
Literally, that's all I said to these kids the whole weekend. And when they left, they standing up, clap. Even my coworkers would say, what do you say to them? I said, I don't say nothing. I read the manual like y'all do. But, you know, I understand what a lot of what they're going through. Humans know what human suffering and human pleasure, all that feels like. And next thing I know, I'm like, I realized that I'm talking to people constantly and just connecting to, you know, your experience.
Right.
It was wild. They still talk to me on Instagram and stuff. Like, I still talk to them. It was weird. And I was like, did I go on a mini book tour or something? What is this? Because I got, like, followers.
But then that means that people value what you have to say.
Aw.
That is what that means.
That's so
sweet.
I love Libras. Austin's a Libra. Austin is our mutual friend, too. He's a Libra. Y'all are some of the most intellectual people. You read a lot of books, too?
I do.
Austin reads books all day.
I'm reading four right now.
Four different ones.
Four different books.
Yeah, okay. No, I just made sure I said that for all the people who don't read books. She's reading four different books at one time. I read one after the other. I'm saying I might watch four different things on YouTube. You know, I got a couple of things.
Yeah, but that's how I stay interested. Because with books, you get to a place in some of them, depending on who the author is, where you cap out.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I'm not reading something else at the same time, I won't ever go back to it.
Okay. So what kind of books, what four books are you reading now? Are they connected?
They're all James Patterson. So
people really like him.
He's able to let you go really deeply into the books in short periods of time.
Yeah. What was one of his most famous books that everybody knows? Because I saw that name on a million covers.
He has the Alex Cross series.
The Alex Cross, yeah.
So all of those, and I'm into one of those double crosses, that one right now. And then, but all of those that he does by himself, it's all crime, murder, so it's a lot of detectives and things like that. Whereas Dean Koontz is more like,
so he keeps the suspicion. He knows how to keep the suspicion like level at a suspension.
The chapters are
the suspense level. Thank you, Jeremy.
No chapter is more than three pages.
Really?
No chapter is more than three pages because so then you're able to. You feel like you're going far into it very quickly because the chapters are small. You don't have a 20 page chapter. You're like, oh, God, man.
It's like a Netflix type of.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he really knows how to print to the digital age. I dig that. Because reading books now is becoming like a dying kind of art form. I don't know. I like to get my stuff on the Kindle because I just don't like carrying around books. I like to have them, though. I like to collect things.
Yeah.
So I'm the person that have all the books in my office that I never read. I've bought them with the intention of reading. You know, I love a good salesman.
Yeah.
People can sell me anything. They be like, this is the best. This will make this so easy. I'm like, I need that book too. I'm that person. I love, you can sell me an experience all day. Okay, so I'm the person with all the books. But I usually do refer to them though. Like I go to them when I need certain information. But now with Google, what is the point? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I just haven't gotten
y'all remember Ask Jeeves?
Yes.
Yes.
I seen that the other day on Facebook somewhere, and I'm like, dang, that was years ago. The millennials would never know about that.
We're technically millennials too.
No, we're not.
We're on the cusp.
I feel like they changed the age range in that just to be able to classify more people into that. Because
I don't know. I think because we know analog. We know both.
Right.
We're the people that they really care about the most. They really want us to be teachers and stuff because we know what it's like to go to a library with a library card.
Millennial, because they're saying the millennials are going to be the poorest and ignorantest generation.
No, don't believe that shit. I do believe that. The millennials are just going to be, they're all technology driven. No, I don't think that means ignorance. I think it means a different type of learning. You can tell I work with a lot of kids. Can we not go there? And, I don't talk about my students.
I talk about them.
I just don't know.
I don't directly work with them, but I'm in the building with the teachers enough to know that.
And the teachers need some new training.
In the area that I am in,
I worked in CMHA.
The teachers are clocked out, okay?
Yeah, I worked in CMHA. They're like dead from
the
like
getting that. The area that I'm in, those are the students that need the education.
Yeah,
the area
I agree.
That I'm in. And the teachers that are there are checked out.
Yes,
because they're
I agree.
They're retiring.
Yeah,
so I know. I was working.
These students ain't getting no education.
No, we could talk education reform because the pipeline to prison and the education system is not by accident.
And that's been identified with all the tests that they're taking.
See, look here, come on. Now we getting into it now.
Yeah, all the tests that they're taking, it's not for grading.
Education.
It's not for them to pass into the next grade. It's not helping them in those.
It's
ways.
A business.
It's a status. It's percentages. It's reporting to identify which kids and how many of them are going to be the next ones that fill that prison.
Yeah, and Ohio, you know what we're known for? Prisons and universities. We have more colleges per capita and more prisons than any other state. And you can tell, that's why all of us are so aggressive here.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't have to be aggressive when we drive. Like, you go to New York, y'all are aggressive drivers there. But you know what I'm saying?
That's why I can drive there.
Right.
We all be dead.
Right. But as far as, like, in our personal whatever life, it's me, you know, because we get this Midwest life, so everything looks nice. Most of us got, like, nice houses that we live in. We have try to keep nice furniture because we got the countryside to us, and we still have
the city.
Because we know it's more opportunity out here.
Right.
And because of that, it puts a different level of stress on us. Because, you know, Cuyahoga County is the county that every presidency wants to win. That's how interesting we are to the fabric of America. Like, they come and one-night stand us every time, promise us all this shit, and we never get it. Ohio is only president that did not win Ohio that won the presidency, I think, was Nixon. And he was impeached and shit.
Yeah.
Watergate was a real scandal.
And I work for the county, so I see it all day,
every day.
Where
what do you do for the county?
I'm the office manager for the Specialized Medicaid Benefit Center for the entire county.
The entire county?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't look as stressed as you should be. She don't have wrinkles.
I wear it internally.
Okay.
I'm down to
do you burn sage and lavender?
No, I need to. I do lavender. Lavender is all through my office.
Okay.
But
that's calming. That's a calming essential oil for those who don't know. And let me get you some sage.
We really just transitioned from, because we used to be downtown at the Virgil Lee Brown building. Uh-huh. And so that's when I started in the position. So there was a lot less responsibilities. Now we're at Mount Pleasant off of Kinsman. Love it. Love it there, but there's a lot more responsibilities.
Yeah, the Riddell Garden is right down the street.
But there's a lot of things that they didn't consider. Like, and so
consider as the foot of move?
Absolutely.
Okay. Like logistic-wise?
Logistically and everything else that would come with it, how many additional people I would really need, although they wouldn't give it to me. I identified everything that I would need. Never got it. So the proactivity was all talk. So that created
stress. The city only talking about being proactive and never actually being proactive? Okay. I couldn't imagine. Not in Cleveland.
So they go, you know, that's the county that you signed up for. That's the truth, though. And so I literally, for the first...
They tell you that's what you sign up for? When you want to help people, that's what you sign up for, no support?
There. Yeah, the people that work there.
Oh, my God. Now they wonder why... They want these neighborhoods to fail, but because we have such black girl magic out here, y'all still make something out of nothing.
Yeah.
Y'all still keep a...
And
what do we do without black women?
And I say it to them all the time. I said, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I said, but the state in and of itself is creating a situation for us in the county to where we never thrive. We're always drowning.
Always.
Always drowning.
Make sure we pick that up. Always drowning.
So
you constantly feel like you're just barely grasping for air.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you're new and you're a person who really has a go-getting spirit and...
You think it'll drain it right out of you?
It does.
That you think
I quite literally have never had any health issues.
Mm-mm.
I took this position,
mm-hmm.
and by October, I was in the hospital, and they were talking about prediabetes.
Mm. What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because of the stress level and my personality and who I am, mm-hmm. not fitting with the culture that is currently there.
What does that mean? Not fitting with the culture? You don't just fall in line. You actually point out what's.
I'm not riding waves. I'm not a wave rider.
Amen.
I'm a thriver, not a survivor.
It's
a difference.
Woo! She said, "I am a thriver, not a survivor." I dig that.
And that's how they do it.
I'm gonna put that on my. You should put that on your wall at your office. Just put your little daily quote.
Yeah, I have a...
Oh, well, I guess I'm a survivor.
No, you thrive. You thrive,
but
though.
But see, there's a difference in knowing how and need, and that's all you can do.
She's saying she's only have the equipment, the only the supplies to survive, and she's just barely doing that. So they really don't give you enough supplies. She's making this work. And you have a son,
really
too?
I do.
So you do this full-time, and you're a mom.
Yeah.
That's stressful.
It is, but he's a really good kid.
Yes, that helps.
He makes it easy. He makes Aww. It easy now to be around. So,
How old is he now?
He just turned 11.
Okay.
So I'm glad. I promise if I ever have any additional children, it would just be God's grace.
Yeah.
Because there's... Because
he was too perfect.
He was.
When is his birthday?
May
8th. A Taurus, of course.
He's a Taurus.
I'm May 2nd. My niece was just born May 3rd.
Oh, very cool.
And she was 3 hours from our birthday. I have a twin sister.
Oh, wow.
So you have a perfect kid. I agree. He's perfect.
He really is.
Yeah, I understand. So it's like, he gets good grades.
All A's won't be right now.
Oh, perfect.
He got into university school and they're paying 75% of his
tuition. Because he's perfect. Good athlete. Just yeah. He's a sweet, he's loving son,
he's
too.
Compassionate.
Mm-hmm. He's so understanding, okay. too, isn't Absolutely. He, about your schedule. Like, yeah. not missing his games. He's like, Mom, I know you care because I have all these things.
When it comes down to Christmas and his birthday, he'll never tell me what he wants or what he needs. Because he has a better understanding of what my finances
are. Yes, Taurus is we get it.
So
you're both ruled by Venus, too. Because he likes to look nice and you like to dress him nice.
Yes.
I know. We're all ruled by the same planet. Go ahead.
Which is so cool. So having another one. It's like, it's such a toss-up. Like,
unless you have another Taurus.
Unless I have another Taurus.
You hear that, world?
I mean, because my mom is...
He's stubborn, though. When he got his mind made up, baby, it's nothing you can say.
He's the I know kid.
Yeah, I know. I know Tauruses. I know. And that bothers a lot of people. But you let him be himself. That's what we like about Earth signs. Y'all, you give him the space to be himself because you're so grateful for him.
Yeah.
You see a lot of other mothers probably really dealing a lot with their boys, especially.
Yeah. And I don't. We talk.
Aww. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. And today's my mom's birthday.
I keep forgetting that it is.
Oh my God, your mom's a Taurus.
She's a Taurus and it's Mother's Day. So, yeah.
And she's getting her nails done. See, moms, you need to do this for yourself. Go get your nails done. Do something. Talk to your friends.
I was telling him when I first got in here, I'm finally getting to a place where I'm trying to take better care of me.
Better care of you. Now that your son is old enough to really do stuff for himself, it's easier.
Yeah. So this week.
So what type of things you're going to do for yourself?
Get my hair done.
Okay.
Actually taking care of my hands and my feet. Putting
Amen.
Aside more money to get a wardrobe. Like
Do they get the sexy back?
I don't think I dress completely like a gym teacher. I think that was an over-exaggeration.
However, I'm a gym teacher too. That's fine.
With how I work, it makes more sense to not wear heels. Because I'm up and downstairs all day. I don't want to be trying to kill. And I had a bad sprain. September of this past year.
But I don't think it's just the shoes, though, people, when they call you in the gym. Because people do understand the shoes more. They'd be like, oh, she got her tennis shoes.
But it's the fact that I don't wear heels at all.
Yeah, or maybe it's something more than... How about the shirts?
I got back problems, so...
Right, are the shirts baggy or super comfy? The super comfy pants all every time?
It's hard.
You want me to wear heels? Go buy me some.
That was my thought.
How about that? I ain't got none.
And this is expensive, too. Pretty shoes are expensive.
But that was my thought, too. It's like, okay,
oh, if you got any shoes that you want revamped, do me a favor, go in my room and get that box off that dresser. I revamped shoes. I redid my own shoes.
Yeah, we don't have Shoe Dazzle memberships or nothing like that. Right. Yeah. Just that. Even though I would like that membership.
Right, I would, but I can't afford them.
You would do that, Jeremy? Would you wear the shoes for $39.99?
Yeah. I mean, I would buy the shoe and actually redo it myself.
Oh, these purple ones?
Yeah. I would actually buy them and redo it myself.
I didn't mean to get all in your space.
Oh, no. Make sure, right?
These? This is my favorite color. Purple, red. Oh,
and this is actually red with bits and pink.
Oh, wow.
So I redid those. They were velvet.
And they're not coming on.
No, they're not.
Oh, my God. This is so Dorothy. I wish I was home. World, if you guys could see these purple shoes, baby, these boots is made for walking. He got, and they red bottoms. He made them bloody shoes.
Yes, they are.
They are so sexy. It's like Prince meet Prince with Luddies.
Yeah, those are nice.
That's their word. That's who they were inspired by.
Prince. Oh, I am so intuitive. And yes, I'm tooting my own horn.
That's all right.
Fabulous on a budget. How long are we going?
Shoe Dazzle. Jeremy will wear your shoes and revamp them if you give him a free membership. We will shoot you up. See, he makes it for the working girl. I told him, I was like, Jeremy, I can't do the long nails. He was like, I hear you.
Yeah, that'll work. I can do that.
He was like, I hear you. And I can type with these. Even my mom said, Kathy, I'm not used to your hands looking this pretty. I was like, me either.
And that's where I'm trying.
But you know, I, with the lighter, because I'm a, I got habits. Honey, I can't give up my, you know, some people like lavender. I do too, mixed with some other stuff. Burning with the lavender. I got issues. Whew. To moms who breastfeed and stuff and who got to give up, you know, drinking a glass of wine and stuff, I applaud them. Because it's tough. It is tough.
So I went ahead and ordered another $30 worth of stuff off of AliExpress like an idiot.
Oh, what'd you get?
I went ahead and ordered my gel lamp. So I'm about to start doing gel.
Oh, okay. Are you going to try anything gel for free? Am I going to try that for free?
No, the only thing gel I'm going to be doing is like the polish.
That's what I'm saying. You gonna use it?
Oh, you alright?
Just throwing this stuff at
you. You gonna get like a free, you're not giving a free trial on that?
No, cause I'm not actually doing like gel nails. It's more so gonna be for like my stones and stuff, like to glue my stones on.
Oh, okay. So you're not doing gel on the nails, just the designs.
No, just using it as like a glue.
Okay.
Or a top coat.
Got it. Yeah.
For now.
Okay, well, let me know if that changes. Because it might. Jeremy, if somebody offer him enough money to learn it, he'll do it. He'll do the jail. He'll be like, no, I'll do jail nails now. Mm-hmm. He all about that mighty dollar. I respect that about
supply
him.
Supply and demand,
right? Darling, who are you telling? Mm-hmm. So do you think you want to stay in this position? Back to your job.
It's tough. No, but.
Not without the support you need.
Right, and you had the support you need. We're attempting to get to a better place, but in order to truly get there, the culture has to change, but it has to start from the top. And I don't even mean all the way at the top. I mean those who are the front line managers, you know, because the staff are listening to you. They're coming to you and they're looking to you for the attitude and the effort. Mm-hmm. And if you're unwilling to do it and unwilling to give it, you're just as much of the problem than as the staff are.
Right.
So if they're coming to you to complain and you don't have any positive to give to offset their negative, then they're not going willing to receive what's coming.
Exactly.
The changes. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And see, that's what my job, well, the management, if you want to say that, because it's really not management, but if you want to say that, that's what they, it's always negative. And then you expect me to greet you with a smile, say nice things to you, but you can't say nothing positive to me.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not.
It's too much.
Like I don't even know how to receive that.
But it's like you have to give the positive for people to continue to go. And then most jobs, you don't get the thank yous enough. You don't get the
good job.
The
I appreciate it. Yeah,
to where
the raises even
right.
For
I mean, even for people who are as simple as just getting a certificate,
mm-hmm.
like a thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're not getting that, you've got to give something to motivate people to want to show up when they don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, real quick. You see Wendy Williams and her mom? Right. It makes sense now, right? Happy Mother's Day. But she posted a picture of her and her mother. Did her mother look like she tanned or something?
Beyond tanned.
Yeah, like what? You don't really. Is her mom black?
She looked Chinese right there. Yeah. She looked like, I don't know. Wendy Williams looked weird to me anyway, but I try not to judge her.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting picture because it's like, I didn't know black people tanned.
Well,
even light skinned black
severe
people.
Tan, though.
Yeah,
like she almost looks orange.
Like she goes to like a tanning bed, not like sitting outside.
Right. And yeah, that's what I'm saying. Melanin normally does well. These are some lights that
I
did
mean,
that.
But even when you look at her skin, yeah.
Yeah, because it looked like a purse.
An orange peel.
Yeah, like a purse.
That's sad.
Like, purse.
It looks like a prune, a dried up prune.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then Wendy, I think she don't have any makeup on in this picture.
No, which would be. And honestly,
RuPaul gives me better vibes than Wendy Williams does. Yeah.
But to me, she looks better with none.
Then with all that makeup she wears during the show, her show makeup. Yeah, Wendy's not like, I don't know, people act like she's an ugly woman. She's just a big woman. She's tall.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think that bigger women have a harder time with being more seen as more feminine.
More feminine, yeah. Especially with
and that's
her
why
build.
She makes fun of shorter people.
Right, all she had to do was get put a booty on her.
I mean, you did
because she got too much right. boobs. If you know what I'm saying. Remember how Quavo said she just bought a new ass but got the same boobs? Wendy did it backwards. She bought new boobs but no ass.
But none. Maybe her dude like him flat.
Her
dude,
but he got a ring on her hand. That's what I'm trying to aspire to.
Look at it. He got another. He got a side chick that live 9 miles from their house. I mean, I don't think he cares about what Wendy looks like one way or the other. I think he got two women. He got a main bitch and a mistress.
Well, then just imagine what she might have.
Exactly.
No, you want to see what she looks like? She's a regular looking woman. Like,
no, I mean Wendy.
You think she got a side piece? I don't think she cheats.
Why not?
I don't think she does. I think she works too much to cheat. She said in an interview with Vlad TV that she would never cheat. She said she was like, I would never cheat. It's not my thing. I'm not a cheater. I like what I like. You know, she's a Cancer, very emotional. Yeah. I don't think she's cheating. I think she accepts what her husband does.
Her job might be her second husband.
That's what it is.
For her cheating it's not classified as cheating for her because she's not sleeping with anybody else. But
true.
When your work is your love and your life, and then the person who you identify as your mate comes secondary, mm-hmm. you cool with him doing that because he still right. provide whatever you need to for you, and you still getting what you really want out of it is that peace, and your work fulfills you.
That's true.
So.
Because that's probably why he cheats, because she always at work.
Mm-hmm. And me, I'm the same way. There's no bone in my body.
Okay, so this
that's
is
enough.
Side chick. Oh, she's like a normal, regular looking girl.
They usually are.
Yeah, she was a massage therapist. The woman he cheated on with when she was pregnant after her third. I think she had three miscarriages before her son, little Kevin, was born. And he cheated on her while she was pregnant with this high risk pregnancy with a woman who worked at the bank. I saw this in their interview on Howard Stern when they first was trying to go on TV. And she was real honest about it. And now it looked like she had a 10-year relationship. Yep, Sharina Hudson. She's 32. Huh. She's from New York. And she moved to, he bought her a house in Jersey, 9 miles from Wendy's. And he spent half his time with Sharina Hudson, half his time with Wendy. I don't think they broke up or anything. She looked like she upped her game, though, from the first couple of pictures.
For her, it'd be cheaper to keep him.
Hold on. Right. You see the ring he bought her? Oh. I mean, it's not as nice as Wendy's, but it's pretty nice. Yeah.
That's garbage compared to what Wendy got.
Right. I mean, she not his wife.
That's just...
But I'm saying, if you're going to be the side chick, this is the side chick to be. It is like, you don't have to have any children or anything. Either. Oh, no. But she probably... Not a mistress. Now, why do guys get mad when their mistress have a boyfriend? Now, you married. How the... Can you judge me?
Well, men are very possessive.
Isn't that... That's what Wendy said, too. She was like, when men don't want hands on their meat. I don't think Big Kevin would care if Wendy had, I think he would care if his mistress did. Because the mistress be the girl that you actually like. The wife is the one that you had a family and foundation and stuff with. I'm speaking from experience, what I've noticed. Have I ended up been in a situation where somebody was married? Mm-hmm. It didn't start out that way, at least not to my knowledge.
Right.
He was dating me. They got back together. He married her. We didn't quite break up right away. Okay. Enough said. What I've noticed is, even when he broke up with his wife, they eventually got a divorce. He and I were still friends. Like, he still was really honest with me and whatever. Yeah. I don't even think he talked to her no more.
Because you don't have to...
I don't have that stress, right?
There's nothing to hide.
Yeah, it's true. And I didn't have all the stress of their everyday life. I was like, you know, you have a very fantasy version of me. I wasn't your wife. I wasn't at home. We weren't paying bills together. Right. We saw each other when it was convenient and fun, and we got the relationship when we wanted one. And when we didn't have... You know what I'm saying?
I think that's why the feelings... can in essence be more for the mistress than it is for the wife, because mm-hmm. you don't get them fully.
Right.
And I get to be fun with you. You don't get to see the angry me.
You don't have to.
Because I'm still doing me, and I'm okay with this because I don't have to deal with you. 100%.
Hold on, but they said they have a 10-year relationship. Now I think this mistress is more dealing with like wife girlfriend type responsibilities. After about 10 years and whatever.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
You know what I'm saying? After 10 years, it becomes more than just, you know, a casual fling at that point. Yeah. They have a real
and if nothing else, they probably have
routine.
More of a friendship.
True.
That's the, you know.
That's the strong, yeah. That's a strong foundation for it.
For that long. I mean, I'm sure there's love, but in terms of the length, yeah, we were, it was just this, and then we've been 10 years, and you're probably my best friend. Like, you know,
right?
I can say to you what I can't say to her, what right? I can say to her,
you almost like a homie, like yeah. One of my guy friends, like just
and you I receive some, me as such,
and we can still smash.
Absolutely.
So I was watching a YouTube vlogger Unwind with Tosh K. You know, she was saying that the girl's hood name is Nikki, which is so funny because I know a lot of girls named Nikki.
Well, that's my nickname.
Yeah, Nikki. Yeah. I told nickname is Nikki, but my name ain't Nicole. That's like a real right. thing.
Yeah, that's true.
She was explaining that Sharina's parents want her to end this relationship with Big Kev because they want grandkids and stuff, and she can't get this in this relationship. You know, yeah, they've been together all this time. You see he's not leaving Wendy. Clearly. And they say Wendy know more than she acting like she know.
Absolutely.
I think definitely. So, but Sharina...
No way something going on that long.
You just oblivious. It's no way.
No way.
But I guess Sharina wants kids and stuff, you know, because she's 32 now. When she started, I guess she was 22. So it's way different. And yeah. He got her young, too.
Yeah. And so now she's at a place where the expectations of what she should be wanting is changing.
In a relationship. Yeah. Yeah, that changes as you get older, because trust me, you know...
Now, sometimes has she done that younger, her perspective on needing that stuff now with her 30s would be different. Mm-hmm. But because she didn't have that early, that's, you know, she's in a point of life where, based off of how society sees it, she should be wanting those things right now.
And
she should be wanting kids. She should be wanting to get married.
But Wendy and Kev don't have a prenup. So, and I've learned that from the Howard Stern interview because he asked them right out. He said, no, they got married in justice of the peace. They didn't even, you
so
know.
They will never.
So that so he can inherit up to 30 million. One of them. No, he can inherit up to 30 million because I think her empire's worth 60 million or 65 million, something like that. He can get up to $30 million in the divorce settlement. Now, divorce, you know, marriage is not a good contract for the person with the money.
No, it's not.
For the unless both of y'all have millions of dollars, it's not. Then you don't need a prenup.
And if both of y'all got millions of dollars, y'all gonna have a prenup.
Right. Exactly. That'd be the first thing y'all talk about.
Because you want to secure your bank if it don't work out. Love you, love you, love you, but I came with this and I want to leave with this.
Not to say that that's even going to happen, but in the likely case.
Yeah.
Because
finances and the lives that they live and the position that they have to be in because of who they are makes it easier for divorce to be.
I don't think Wendy would ever want to leave her husband, not just because of the money. I think this is comfortable for her.
Why be uncomfortable when you want to?
Yeah,
if you know who he is, you know what he's doing, and you know it's no more than that, why would you step outside of that to then put yourself in an uncomfortable
And they were saying, like, some of her staff is the ones who leaked the story, and the people started following him around to confirm it.
Yeah.
To the Daily Mail or something, because they just think he's horrible to work with. They said they enjoy working with Wendy with no problem, but Kevin is, like, overbearing, he's all these things, and they thought maybe she ain't leaving him. She like Katherine Jackson or Joe Jackson. We built this empire. We are in it. When I get married, I'm staying this way.
Yeah, because if she divorces him, she's gonna give him half of everything she
But she can earn another $30 million. We see Wendy Williams can make some money.
Yeah, she can, but she don't want to. That's like the situation my mother in. Like I said, I hope she's not listening. And I hope she won't ever hear this. But that's the same reason why she's staying married.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga lived off of her for 20-something years. She never had a motherfucking job. And if he did, he probably had it. I'm going to say a job for 2 years out of the 20 years that they've been together, okay? So if she was to divorce him today, she would be paying him alimony. She has to keep him in the lifestyle in which he's accustomed.
Right.
And she ain't doing that. And she would rather be at that house miserable as fuck.
And no amount of money worth my misery. I'm sorry, honey. I will make some more, darling.
But she make too much money for him to get anything that she get.
And
I guess she's like, nah, fuck that. And I would do the same thing, because like I said, my mom makes too much. She worked for RCA.
Yeah, my mom's at the VA. She ain't doing that. She's been doing that for forever. And that would have had my father fought their divorce. He didn't want the divorce, but he didn't fight it either. Like, he just let the paperwork do what it was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Had he actually fought it, my mom would be paying him too.
Mm.
Because out of the almost 30 years that they were married, 8 of which they were separated.
Kanye West says, Jimmy Kimmel,
she would have had to put up all of it because she was taking care of him.
That is, you know.
I mean, like you say, at best, while we were kids, he had a consistent job for a year.
And that 2 years was not consistent at all.
Mm.
And then I might be stretching it because I was a kid, so time seemed longer.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah, y'all got it. I don't know nothing about that. I done seen people in my life get married, divorced so many times, so it's nothing. Oh, we move on. Yeah. Nothing worth this. He want the house, whatever. We out. We can start over. Because that's just rough. That's rough. Yeah. Especially, and people, you know, especially if you can get emotionally abusive or physically abusive.
Yeah. And in those areas, take whatever you want. Because there's so much that I now still have to do to get me better. Mm-hmm. It's not going to worth me keep fighting you just to get to a place where I still have to rebuild. I might as well just let me start rebuilding right now.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Well,
so the scenarios definitely make a difference as to what you're willing to stay for and to just be done. Yeah. You take it all. I ain't going to fight you about it here. I'm going to move right now.
I'm going to just move on. Yeah.
That's what happened in Bowling Green with me and Marcus. That's exactly what happened.
Because Jeremy in the blocks. We have the thing called the blotter. It's when all the police arrests in the city is put in put in our college newspaper. Right. So over the weekend, that Monday coming back to school, the blotter was the best. Because it was everybody in the weekend got drunk and did something stupid. You see it in the blotter. This fool made the blotter with a broken finger. Assault charges.
Don't call me no fool. I was doing what I was supposed to, which helping my man at the time. So I was not no fool.
Wait a minute. I'm saying the decision was foolish because he wasn't even involved in the fight. Nope. When he told us what happened, I'm like, wait a minute. They weren't trying to fight. He was like, no, I see my boyfriend getting his ass whooped. So I jumped in it. I'm like.
Because I knew he couldn't fight. I knew him and his family could not motherfucking fight. All they was a bunch of motherfucking talk. Because that's all he ever did was talk about what they did. I ain't never seen them do a motherfucking thing. Not even blow a
whistle. I know Marcus. And he seemed like he just get his butt whooped. But I wasn't there. Jeremy was there. That's what Jeremy said. So I'm just putting that out there because I was not there. Yeah. But Jeremy is the one with a broken finger.
You can call Bowling Green Police and say, ask them. They'll tell you that he got his ass whooped, okay?
So Jeremy got a broken finger. I'm like, what happened exactly again, Jeremy?
I don't even really know. All the thing I know is we was out for Halloween. I got this dang on mask on. We at a party. Getting ready to leave. And I took my mask off. I walk in front of him for some reason, because I don't know who. I think I was with. Who the hell was I with? I was with somebody, and he was with whoever. And the next thing I know, all I hear is, like, screaming and, you know, fag this, fag that, bitch. Turn around. He fighting. Next thing I know, he on the ground. All I see is feet going. I'm like, oh, Lord. Let me go over here and handle this situation. The motherfucker pushed me, and had he not pushed me, I did not broke my finger. But he pushed me, and I fell on the train tracks. I broke my finger, but that didn't stop me from.
It don't sound like it.
It didn't.
No, what happened, Jeremy? How did you end that fight?
They went to jail.
Uh-huh.
That's how that ended.
Uh-huh.
Because I wasn't stopping until the police got there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't stop.
He was going at it.
The police got there.
But I feel like they would. Why did he got charged? You know, arrest was crazy. But your name had to be an incident report because
it was on the incident report. But I didn't get charged for that.
That was considered self defense.
No, there's nothing. What you're talking about is when I beat up him.
That was in the blotter. Jeremy was in the blotter more than once in this relationship he was in. I'm sorry, Jeremy. That was another time you were in this. You were in the.
Yeah, that was just my name was in there because I had gotten hurt.
Right, that was the first time. Yeah.
The second time or the last couple of times I was in there is because I actually fought Marcus. And they called the police. The police was called on me.
You know, the domestic violence and LGBT relationships isn't really talked about that much. It's a lot of domestic violence in LGBT couples. I know a lot of girls be getting their ass whooped by their girlfriends. Or they just be fighting each other a lot.
And I think for the reasons that some, you know, the reasons that you desire that relationship from my standpoint is that you know what that person's going to need. Because you are a woman. You know what a woman wants and what a woman needs. But because we have the tendency, not all, have the tendency to be more quick to emotion and be passionate in that emotion.
True.
It's either fight or flight. And if you got somebody who's just as passionate in the emotion as you are, neither one of y'all able to hear each other in the moment. So you fighting a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. I like, here's the thing. Maybe it's because I'm like into some weird stuff. You know, like if my boyfriend was to like grab me, like we're in an argument, not like hurt me, but grab me, we might stop arguing because that's a little, I kind of like dominance.
I mean, if it's done right, yeah.
Like, okay, yeah, I got a little fetish.
Like, wait a minute.
What Hold on, what are we talking about again? He's like, no, I'm going to keep arguing with me, baby. Okay. Fight's over. You win. The Taurus I was messing with was real good at that. You be forgetting what you arguing about until we put our clothes back on and we get to arguing again.
Like, wait a minute. Yeah.
No, it the problems do not stop. Mm-mm. They just temporarily hit on pause. But
yeah,
you gotta yeah.
Every part it has to you have to because that
but it's a good word. I'm glad you used the word passion because energy is never created or destroyed. When you're fighting with somebody, a lot of times you feel like you're fighting for something.
Yeah.
So that's. I guess we can take the lock off so we can we've been recording for a minute. We can sign out now. You want to?